Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Rough Rider himself. Today, we have another barn burner for you entitled, drumroll please, Michael Flynn, At It Again, January 20, 2017. That was the inauguration day, for those who forgot. Let's get started, shall we? Here we go. It seems that Congress now has a whistleblower who is incriminating both Michael Flynn and Donald Trump in the Russian scandal. The whistleblower is a former associate of Michael Flynn, who now says that Flynn knew Trump would try to drop sanctions against Russia the very minute he, Trump, took office. The sanctions were placed on Russia on December 29, 2016, last year, by outgoing President Barack Obama. In retaliation for the interference by Russia into the 2016 U.S. presidential election, as confirmed by all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. House Oversight Committee ranking member Elijah Cummings of Maryland posted a letter explaining in detail that he spoke with the, quote, unnamed, unquote, whistleblower, whereby he learned that Flynn began immediately making promises to his, Flynn's, business partners about Russian sanctions the, quote, minute, unquote, Trump took office. Flynn could not have known Trump would immediately try to drop sanctions against Russia unless he had already discussed the matter with the whistleblower. Recounted how on January 20th, 2017, at the Trump inaugural ceremony, he encountered a business partner of Michael Flynn, a gentleman by the name of Alex Copson, C-O-P-S-O-N, of ACU Strategic Partners, which was working on a project with the Russians for building nuclear reactors throughout the Middle East. Now think about that for a second. Quote, I couldn't be better. This is the best day of my life, unquote, Copson told the whistleblower as he described the message from Flynn via text. Yes, Flynn had just sent him the text, giving the thumbs up for this project. Flynn is sitting right on the dais, right 10 minutes into his inaugural speech, January 20th, 2017, and he's finding time to send this text to a business partner on something so heinous and sleazy, barely 10 minutes into the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Quote, this is the start of something I have been working on for years, and we are good to go, unquote. Michael Flynn, while sitting on the dais at the outside inaugural ceremony, barely 10 minutes into Trump's inaugural address, had texted his business associate, Alex Copson, with this message, that the nuclear reactor project was, quote, good to go, unquote. Flynn also texted Copson to tell his business colleagues to, quote, let them know to put things in place, unquote. Copson then told the whistleblower that Flynn, quote, has been putting everything into place for us, unquote, and that the project would, quote, make a lot of very wealthy people, unquote. The whistleblower also heard from Copson that Flynn would try to reduce the sanctions against Russia as, quote, one of the first orders of business, and that this would allow money to start flowing into the project, unquote. Yes, this is what the Trump administration was all about barely 10 minutes into their administration. Unbelievable. The whistleblower thought about this for months, agonizing over whether to go public, and he just did so recently, appearing before Congress and testifying to that effect. Well, I hope this brings you up to speed. It doesn't look like the Trump administration has very many months left to it. It's getting pretty wobbly in the legs. It's like a prize fight in the 15th round, and all it takes is one more punch, and that sucker's going down. And that's what it looks like with the Donald J. Trump Circus, Pennsylvania Avenue. This is the old Rough Rider himself rounding third and heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.